Good evening, everyone. I'm privileged to be here. I'm glad to see everyone here to celebrate with the class of 2017. I'm sure they're very excited right now. So when I thought about giving this speech, it really made me nervous because I've never given a speech like this before. And usually you find someone a little bit older with more wisdom here in my shoes. I read some graduation speeches that were given at some famous colleges, and usually the person has some for successful accomplishment that they've accomplished in their lives. Well, you don't get that here necessarily, but I was in your shoes at one time, so I understand what you're feeling, and so hopefully it can be beneficial. So we're here to celebrate the graduation of these students and to celebrate the hard work they put in for a little over a decade to get to this point. So it's a lot of work that goes into getting here. And for those not going to college, this is where your formal education will end. So it may be exciting, maybe not. I actually enjoyed school, so I was a little disappointing when I didn't get to go back to school the next year. But you could ask yourself the question, what was it all for? Was it worth it? Was it just so you could be sitting here tonight? Is that the only reason? Is life just a game and receiving this diploma the next level so you can level up? No, I don't believe these things are true. So we are here tonight because this group of young people chose to place a value on their education. But before that, you made a choice to serve God, which we would all agree is the most important choice a person can make. So hopefully the things that you've learned in school have only served to inspire you to serve God more, the being who created it all. That's really what we're studying in school, is God the entire time. In biology, you learned how the incredibly complex and efficient cells that make up the building blocks of life, you learned about them, how God designed even the smallest things, like a cell or an atom, with such order and perfection. In math, you learned how to deal with numbers, that finding X can be a tedious process, that things don't always add up. But more than all, you learned to think logically and in order, to look at a problem critically and to search diligently for the answer. In English, you learn how to communicate clearly to those around you, which is so important in the kingdom of God. In history, you learned how man has lived in the past. You learned where man has chosen to reject God, and also where man has chosen to serve God and give him everything. So we can learn from history, and hopefully we have. When I think specifically about each graduate, I'm thankful that I got to know them this year. I hadn't known them extremely well before this year, but I feel that I can say that I know them a lot better, which I am thankful for. And I had to think back to my first day of school. My last memory of most of these students was when I was in school, them being the little kids in third grade, or whatever grade it was. Not all of them, but a lot of them. But here they are, and I had to get used to them being adults. And here they are, ready to go out into the world. So there's things that I noticed throughout the year, and I just want to highlight those things. Things that you, that I thought you did well, that I thought were your strong points. Leif, he has a desire to do things well. He wants to make sure that he does it the best he can. And it bothered him if something that he was doing wasn't quite right or if it was only half finished. It had to be completed before he felt good. He is not content just to know what the answer is to something. He usually has to understand why as well. And it's always good to understand the reason for things. So I hope that this will help you as you go from here. Garrick, I noticed, is a no-nonsense kind of guy. no nonsense, get it done, which is a very good thing. That can serve you well. Just remember that you may have to tolerate a little bit of nonsense here and there. But your honest, hardworking approach to life is becoming more and more rare in the world around us. So keep that up. And Sebastian, I was really thankful to have in class this year. He's one of those people who sees what needs to be done and without being told will start doing that. So someday your employers will love you for that. I would often be doing something like sweeping the kitchen or vacuuming the classroom and wouldn't say a word, he'd just start helping out because he saw what needed to be done. So hopefully you can keep that up, keep being helpful. And Neil, I didn't have Neil as a student very long, but I did get to know him fairly well while we were in Chile, and I really got to appreciate him there, especially his dry sense of humor, which, believe it or not, I think you may find useful later on in life. When you find yourself in a difficult place, there's nothing like a little dry humor to de-stress the situation. I was also blessed by his kindness and willingness to help out whatever needed to be done. And Janae, I always appreciated her cheerful attitude, especially when she walked into the classroom in the morning. I'm not necessarily very cheerful in the morning, but she would tend to brighten the mood, so it's good. And everyone loves a cheerful worker. Also, she brought me coffee several times throughout the year. That demonstrates a thoughtfulness and a kindness, which I'm sure you will bless others with. So encourage you in that. Elisa, one thing I noticed right away was her amazing handwriting. And as a first-year teacher, as someone who is getting back into the handwriting business, it intimidated me pretty good. So I noticed that right off. So don't stop that handwriting. That was amazing. But more importantly, she was sensitive to the needs of those around her. This was a blessing to see. Another thing I noticed was her desire to make whatever she did the best that she could make it. So whatever it was, she wasn't content just to do it half-heartedly. It had to be the best. So she didn't easily settle for less. And that type of attitude is always a benefit to those you work with. So keep that up. And Heidi, I always appreciated her smile, which never seemed to go away. That was always wonderful. I was blessed by her willing attitude to help out in whatever way possible. And whatever she was asked to do, she wouldn't wait around. She wouldn't think twice. She would just smile and accomplish the task right away. So it's very encouraging to work with someone like that. And Nina, the thing that stood out to me about Nina was her organizational skills. Right off. So she had some helpful charts up in her desk, I noticed, especially the later half of the year, and they told her exactly when she was going to finish school. Probably right down to the minute, I'm not sure. But and another thing I noticed is that if they didn't meet her approval on that day, then she would make a better one that same day. So she was very organized. So that is a skill that will serve you very well as you go out into the world. And one thing that I really noticed, too, was her kindness, which I really appreciated. She would go out of her way to show kindness to a student who she noticed maybe wasn't having the best day that day. So the world can always use some more kindness, so keep that up. Don't lose that. In conclusion, I would like to add that God made you all different for a reason. And his desire is that we work together to accomplish his goals. So the Christian education that you have received is a valuable thing, if you think about it. And from the world's perspective, an education is valuable mainly for what it can get you, yourself, money, prestige, honor, and whatever self-serving thing that you can think of. But from a Christian perspective, your education is valuable because of how God can use it through you. It's not about yourself. It's about serving God with your education. And it's exciting to think that you may become homemakers, doctors, nurses, business owners, teachers, construction workers, accountants. The list could go on and on. You could become whatever you set your mind to. Just remember that whatever you become, to serve God with that. And whether you like it or not, your education is not going to stop here at graduation. If there's one thing I hope you've all learned in school, it is how to learn. It sounds simple, but a good learner listens to instructions well, is willing to take responsibility for their own mistakes, willing to admit to a mistake, and will continue to grow as a Christian and a servant of God. So in closing, I'm going to read Proverbs 1, 5 through 7. It says, "A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Just remember that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That's where it all starts. All right, well, that's all I had.